Hey, babe. Babe. Yeah. Look up here. Right here, baby. Look in my eyes, okay? I know you hate making eye contact, but you have to, okay? Look. What's bothering you? You keep looking at me, but you don't say anything. Yeah, no, you're not just watching the show with me. Every 2 minutes you look up at me and think about something, and then you look away. Clearly you want to tell me something. So what is it? That is truly groundbreaking news. I didn't know you had class tomorrow. I'm teasing, babe. I knew. Just tell me. Come on. I know you have to go to class, but what else is on your mind? You were wondering. Come on, just say it. Don't be shy. There's no reason. It's fine, baby. I promise. I promise I won't make fun of you. I would never. You're actually so adorable, you know that? No, I'm not making fun of you. It's a good thing. I know maybe you don't like being called adorable, but I think you're pretty cute. Even though you might think you're so tough and strong, you're cute to me. So you want me to come with you tomorrow? But why? It's just a bit random, you know? I've never come to class with you before, and you're just asking out of the blue? Nobody's bothering you, right? Are they? 'Cause you know that they would have to go through me if they want anything to do with you, right? I really would love to go with you tomorrow, but the thing is, I'm pretty busy with my own class. But honestly, I've already skipped a lot, so maybe it doesn't matter anyway. I guess I can come with you, but are you sure there isn't some special reason? Why are you asking so randomly, baby? I know what's going on here. Are you wanting to show me off to your friends? You have a bunch of friends in this class, don't you? I don't think I've met any of your friends yet. Oh, yeah. Totally. You definitely don't care about stuff like that, right? But, I mean, if you wanted me to meet them, I could just go when you ask. You don't have to hide it, you know? You don't have to be so shy. Oh, babe, your phone buzzed. I can grab your phone for you. It's underneath my leg, actually. That vibration kind of felt a little weird, but here. Why are you smiling? What's so funny, huh? Someone sent you a meme. Who was it? What? Wait a minute. I thought you weren't talking to her anymore. Is she supposed to be in your project, your group project or something? Who was it? It was her, wasn't it? girl that you always talk about bothering you in your group. And she sends you memes. Yeah, of course there's something wrong with that, babe. That's my job. I'm supposed to be the one to make you laugh. Sending you memes about stuff you like is my thing. Other girls shouldn't be doing that, you know? Babe, when a girl sends you memes like that, it's indicating she's putting a bit of time aside for you, and clearly she's trying to get in your pants, and I can't be having that, babe. You're mine. That's my job. And she's trying to take it away from me. That's not gonna happen. It's too far. What? I'm taking this too far. Babe, you're not taking this far enough. Right here, I'm starving for you. I want you, all that I can have of you. And this girl thinks that she can chat you up and send you all these things and take away from our time. I can't let her keep doing that. Okay, fine. I'll calm down, but babe, before we end this conversation, I have to ask one question, okay? This is a serious question. You need to answer honestly, okay? Whose memes are funnier? Mine or hers? Why are you not answering? Are you telling me that you find hers funnier than mine? Because... Okay. Good. Okay, I'm still number one. But... How many girls send you memes? Oh my god. You're telling me all these girls have been trying to flirt with you and get your attention this entire time and you had no idea. I had no idea. Babe, of course they're trying to get your attention. That's one of the ways people know how to flirt anymore. It's my way of flirting with you. Showing love to you. If other girls are showing you love in the same way I do, it's not fair. Yeah, babe, I know you're not gonna cheat, but it still annoys me. It annoys me that other people like you. You just have to be so beautiful. So attractive. Everybody told me I was so lucky for dating a 10 out of 10. But every day, everybody wants you. Excuse me. Are you saying that you're not a 10 out of 10? No. You are. This many girls wouldn't try to be getting with you if you weren't. The fact that you don't even realize it probably makes it even more attractive. I mean, it does to me. You just have to be so desirable. As much as I hate to say this, other girls find you attractive. Yeah, they do. And that annoys me. It irritates me so much. Because you're mine. You're only mine. Clearly, you're too naive to see the problem here. What? No, I'm not breaking up with you. You are so head empty sometimes. Listen, babe, tomorrow I'm gonna walk you to class, okay? And I'm gonna have to get something done. with whatever your friends are wanting to send you. That girl in your group is trying to get your attention. I'm gonna have to show her that you belong to me. I'll mark you as my territory, and I'll make sure she knows you're mine. And not just her, every other girl. No, no, don't worry. I know you could. I know you'd get shy with all the public affection, so I won't do anything too crazy, okay? We'll be holding hands. Maybe one kiss. Okay, fine. Maybe a hug. Okay. Just a hug, baby. I don't care if it gets you nervous. I'm just gonna give you one hug. And maybe squish your butt a little bit too. I'm kidding. I love you so much, baby. Like I said, you're a 10 out of 10. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Don't fight me on this, because you're not going to win. And if you do fight me, I'll have to put you in your place, okay? You're so cute. Just wait. Tonight, I'll mark you all over. And then what are they gonna do? They'll know you're already mine. So, how about I'll leave some hickeys on your neck? And then later, all over. Is that too controversial? You wouldn't mind, right? Just a few. Here. Let me get up to your neck and leave just a few. There you go. Those will probably get pretty dark in a few minutes. You're so good, you know. You stayed put like a good boy. Listen to what I had to tell you. Honestly, I do really like how submissive you are to me. It's probably kind of embarrassing to say you're that. It is what it is. You're like my little puppy boyfriend. Always listening to my commands. And always doing whatever I want you to do. Would it be too crazy to bring you around on a leash tomorrow? That honestly might get you kicked out of school. It's way too embarrassing. It would be pretty cute, though. A cute little collar saying that you're my property. I won't tease you anymore, baby. Just listen to me. Be a good boy. And make sure everybody knows you're mine. I'll mark you all over. And you will show those marks to anyone that tries to get near you. They can glance up at your neck, on your collarbones. All over. And it's all mine. Don't forget that, okay? I love you, darling. We do good tomorrow. We show everyone that you're my property. And when we come home, how about you get a treat? Okay? Good boy.